And next, considering the six types of suffering. The suffering of nothing to rely upon, no satisfaction, beginninglessness, there is nothing to rely on, which means that it is uncertain as to what is your, who is your friend, who is your enemy, in terms of your past lives, in terms of this life, is very uncertain. And then the second suffering, that is no satisfaction. So naturally, the people tend to have the inclination for always more and more material gains and so forth. So whatever that he or she has, he or she still wants more. So that is because of not getting, feeling satisfied. So the lack of certainty, insatiability, shedding one's body again and again, continuing on to another existence again and again, changing from high to low states again and again, and being without lasting friends. And now, considering the three kinds of sufferings. So, normally, the kind of the contaminated experience of pleasure, they are, although we consider them as the pleasurable things, but we see that in the end, they will end up with suffering, experience of suffering. So, for example, you have a kind of a splendid clothing, so jewels put on and so forth. And then, say, somebody is very famous and these things. Because of these, although you have a kind of immediate sense of pleasure, but then gradually, as you get used to it, or as you go alone, then you realize that, it will lead you to a very painful experience. So all these contaminated experiences of pain, happiness, they are actually of the nature of suffering. Because of these experiences, they will give rise to another kind of suffering. Then considering the individual sufferings of the six different realms. Suffering of the three bad migrations, hell, hungry ghosts, and animals, and the suffering of humans, demigods, and gods. And with the suffering of the gods, they are the gods of the gods of desire realm and the gods of the higher realms. So you can probably read through the text for these sufferings of the gods. Gods and also the other beings, other realms. Next topic, the origin. Considering the stages of involvement in cyclic existence. First, how the mental afflictions arise, how thereby karma is accumulated, how you die, transmigrate, and take rebirth. The second has three points. How the mental afflictions are achieved, identification of the mental afflictions. So the identification of the mental afflictions, it has further three divisions, the actual identification of the mental factors, and the stages of how they arise, the falls of the mental afflictions. So the first one, identification of the mental afflictions. So those root of the mental afflictions can be divided into two, the primary mental afflictions and the secondary mental afflictions. Again, the primary mental afflictions can be divided into two groups, the mental afflictions of wisdom character and the mental afflictions of non-wisdom character. So each of them having five each, which makes total of 10 with the root mental afflictions. So the 10 as I said earlier, the five belongs to the non-view, non-view or the non-wisdom mental afflictions, and the five are five mental afflictions of the view or of wisdom nature. So if you are to define the affliction in general, so it is that kind of mental attitude, mental faculty, no sooner it arises in you, it would give rise to you a sense of uneasiness, a sense of disturbance. So when you speak about generation of compassion in you, so although it does have that kind of a similar kind of function, making your mind a little bit uneasy. But that is different when compared to the way the sense of uneasiness is given by the delusions, because those compassions, the attitude of compassion is based on a valid basis, valid reasoning, and it is also grounded on the inner strength, inner confidence, and various the deluded states or the afflictions, they are actually grounded on the mistaken perception, mistaken views, and of course has the power or the capacity to tendency to give rise in you a sense of unsatisfactoriness, a sense of uneasiness or disturbance in you. So those mental attitudes, mental factors, through whose arising in you gives a sense of uneasiness, a sense of disturbance, would be the definition of afflictions. So, the 10 root mental afflictions. So the first one is desirous attachment. The first one has 10 points. The first of those, desirous attachment, is clinging to an attractive, pleasant external or internal object when it's observed. To illustrate the way oil that is so when you speak about this attachment, desirous attachment, so it should be a phenomena which comes about when there is a mental state having the facets like the mental faculty of discrimination and a mental faculty of feeling. For something which is in absence of these two faculties, you cannot possibly contrive, you cannot possibly think of this phenomenon of attachment occurring. So as such, when we say to this desirous attachment, the object is something attractive, so that the quality of attractiveness is to be posited in relation to that very subjective mind, the desirous attachment. So say, in actuality, something is something can be beneficial or not, whatever is the case, but from the subjective side, first of all, he or she tends to reify a sense of reification over that object, trying to reify a excessive quality of attractiveness over what is there in reality. So after that reification, then you tend to have that mind, then tend to be getting attracted or as if like absorbed in that very object. So that mental mental faculty, which is being which is assuming a character of being absorbed in that very object of attraction, is defined is what we call as desirous attachment.